Hi, สวัสดีค่ะ everyone. Welcome back to Learn Thai with Ling with me today again, Anchisa. And as you may know, this is already April, and what I'm going to talk about is all about Songkran. Please don't get bored. I've been talking about this every year, but it is really a big deal for us. So I think it, if we get to know about it a little bit closer, that will be also useful for you, all of you too. And I hope you guys have fun listening to me today, where we are going to celebrate the spirit of Songkran, Thailand's most famous festival, recognized by UNESCO as its an intangible cultural heritage. Songkran marks the Thai New Year and a time of renewal, relevance, and of course, fun. Let's embark into this together. First of all, I would like to start with a little bit of the historical roots. So Songkran has its original in the ancient India festivals, and symbolizing the solstice part of the sun and the transition into a new year. So in Thailand, this festival combines traditional Buddhist practice with a nationwide water festival. As we explore Songkran's significance, remember the phrase Songkran, Songkran, meaning passage, reflecting both the movement of the sun and the flow of water that cleanse the regenerates. From the bustling street of Bangkok to the serene lands in Chiang Mai, Songkran transformed Thailand into a playground of joy. In Bangkok, Khao San Road become a lively arena of butterflies. Chiang Mai offered a more traditional celebration with the parade of the Buddha statues and water blessings. And in Phuket, the Patong, the Pat, it's called Patong, is the area name. The Patong Beach area turns into a massive party under the sun. To express excitement about Songkran, you may say, เมื่อไรจะสงกรานต์ เมื่อไรจะสงกรานต์ which literally meaning is mean when is Songkran, but in this sense it actually mean I am looking forward for Songkran, when it is going to arrive. Not just because we can play the water fire and all that, because we can also reunite with our family, we can take an off work holidays, going back home, or go out, enjoy activity with friends, meet new people. And April in Thailand is extremely hot, like extremely hot. I cannot explain how hot it is, like dangerously hot. So having a water fight is really a brilliant idea. Also, I mentioned just a couple of places like Bangkok, Khao San, Chiang Mai and Phuket, right? But actually, this festival is well played in all provinces in Thailand. There are some places that even bigger. In Pattaya, if you have heard about it, we have 7 days Songkran continues. Start earlier and end later. 7 days straight. So if you want to enjoy one once in a lifetime experience with those party EDMs, traditional and everything, beach life, go to Pattaya. Yeah. Anyhow, Songkran is rich with custom that lend fun and respect. Splashing water symbolizes cleansing the soul and preparing for a fresh start. Visiting temples, offering food to monks, and participating in water blessing ceremonies are acts of merit. A useful phrase here should be Sukh San Wan Songkran Ka. Sukh San Wan Songkran Krap, which means Happy Songkran Day. A greeting that captures the festival joyful accents. And if you're joining these celebrations, remember to dress in light, quick drying clothes and protect your valuable from waters like phone and stuff. Embrace the spirit of Songkran with an open heart, but also be mindful of local custom and traditions. For those navigating the festival, you can also remember these maybe useful phrase saying, ระวังน้ำครับ ระวังน้ำค่ะ, which means beware of the water, be careful, the water come. It's a playful reminder of the water fight that defies on ground. You can say it before you actually shoot someone with the water, you know, just to be nice, of course. And it's going to make the whole vibe differently. So, as I mentioned, Songkran is more than just a water festival. It's a profound cultural experience that brings people together, embody the spirit of renewal and community. And as we wrap up today's episodes, I invite you to reflect on to the beauty of Thai culture and the lesson that it offers, the joy, respect, and renewal. Maybe we will see each other somewhere in Thailand. Anyhow, thank you so much for listening to me today. If you like this episode, please follow us, and I'll be coming back next week with tips how can you survive in Thai Songkran. I'll give you some tips, some useful, more useful face. Let me know how you think about that. Anyhow, for today, thank you so much for listening. Sawasdee ka, goodbye, and see you in our next adventure to Thailand. Bye bye.